not tire.
Give me liberty, or give me death!
We will not falter.
And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
And we will not fail.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! Free at last!
And now, Common Sense makes a comeback. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Peter Heck Radio Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Peter Heck Radio Show. Great to be with you, and I'm ready to rock and roll today. It's going to be a good one. Plenty of things to get to on the show. Plenty of things to get you on the program. By the way, I had somebody say, hey, where were you on Wednesday? There's going to be... I don't want to go into too much detail. I don't. And if there's confirmation of things, then I will. I'll explain stuff to you. But, you know, we are making preparations for launching our new venture at the end of this month, the start of next month. There's not going to be any downtime. I'm not taking the summer off or anything like that. As far as this new thing that we're jumping into with 2 feet, and I'm very excited about, there's going to be the possibility there's a day or two that I may have to miss the radio show here for some meetings and things of that nature as we're getting things lined up. And so it was one of those days. I didn't know it was going to be that way, and it had to be, so there you go. But I'll do my best to keep you informed of if and when that's going to happen, but just be patient if that's not the case, okay? It was partially dealing with that, and then, there were some other factors, extenuating factors as well, as to why I wasn't here this Wednesday, but I'm looking at this coming week and knowing that, you know, there's a possibility there could be, a day or two that I'm not able to be here. I'm going to do my best to be here as much as possible. But this is not what we're going through. This is not a typical winding down, Peter's going into retirement type of ending of the program. And I said that, and maybe that was, some of you took that as, well, that's what you say. Well, I'm going to a new chapter. This is a new thing. That's just something you say when the show's ending for one reason or another. Really, that's not why I said that. I said that because we are doing something else. And I'm excited about that something else. And as soon as things get confirmed, I'll give you more details. And I feel confident that by the end of this program, at the end of the month, I'll be able to do that, at least give a little bit more direction. But anyway, that being said, that's all I'm going to say about that. But I got plenty of things to say about other stuff. And it's stuff that you want to know about because you've emailed it to me, because you know what today is.
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute.
When you control the mail, you control information.
It's mail bag Friday.
I am but a simple postal worker.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Yeah, it has been written. It's going to be done, and I'm going to start with the guy that has conservative eyes smiling right now, and that is Ted Cruz of the state of Texas. Now, you will remember earlier this week I told you what James Carville, who obviously I don't agree with his politics, but I do respect his political savvy. I mean, I think he was the man behind Bill Clinton. And the amazing, how you take a guy with as many moral failings and foibles as what Bill Clinton had. Guy was accused of rape. Think about that. And even if you say he's completely innocent of the charges, even having that charge leveled against you in our culture today, that guy could be elected president of the United States, you got to say James Carville knows a little bit about politics. And Carville said, look, I don't like Cruz. I'm not rooting for him. But as I told you this week, he said, I think that Cruz is the most talented and fearless Republican politician I've seen in the last 30 years. Go back 30 years from today. Go back 30 years from today. Who is the Republican politician at the head of the party? Yes. That would be Ronald Reagan. I don't think that that was incidental, Carville's statement. And he actually, Carville went on and I think bolstered his credibility on this point by correctly depicting, correctly identifying conservative complaints, conservative issues with the state of affairs in the Republican Party. Here's how we describe the conservative view. If we only got someone who was as articulate and was for what we were for, we would win elections. And we get these John McCains and these Mitt Romneys and these squishy guys that can't do anything. Well, there's one thing this guy is not, meaning Cruz. He ain't squishy, not in the least. Now, with as validating as that may be, to have as shrewd and as strong of a political mind as James Carville, acknowledging all of this, saying all of this, can I tell you what is even more bolstering of my confidence in Ted Cruz being a big hope for conservatives in America? It's not the people saying nice things about him. It's the people saying bad things about him. When you have the right enemies, that's pretty good. Even the Washington Post said that Ted Cruz was a self-assured, nonstop talker who won national debate championships as an undergraduate at Princeton. Cruz honed his reputation earlier in his career as a dazzling Supreme Court advocate and now has bashed into the national conversation. He's upset the establishment, by the way. Now, let me get into the people that don't like Ted Cruz. This is what I mean when I say he's got the right enemies. Brent Bozell has a great column on this. It started with Governor Bill Richardson, disgraced former governor Bill Richardson, who went out there and said, if you're Hispanic, well, conservative, Hispanic, they can't go together in the same sentence. Here's what he said of Ted Cruz. Quote, he's anti-immigration. But by the way, that isn't true. It's yet another misdirection, misstatement, intentional twisting of words. He's not anti-immigration. He may be anti-illegal immigration, but illegal immigration and immigration are not the same thing. That in and of itself is a huge slap in the face to the millions of legal immigrants. Richardson said, almost every Hispanic in the country wants to see immigration reform. I don't think he should be defined as a Hispanic. He's a politician from Texas, a conservative state. In other words, here's Bill Richardson thinking he gets to determine who is Hispanic and who is not based what? Based on their ethnicity? No. Based on their political viewpoints. Now, what have I said to you before? What have we talked about before? The only thing that matters to the left is politics. That's what drives them. That's where their focus is. It's all that matters to them. And if they can use race to their benefit, they'll do it. But these folks on the left are some of the most racist individuals you'll ever find. If you are Hispanic, you have to think a certain way. If you're black, you have to think a certain way. You're not allowed to think for yourself. You're not capable of thinking for yourself. Exactly what's being said here. But seriously, Richardson went out there and just started acting as though he was some arbiter on ethnicity. He said, you know, Marco Rubio, well, he's a Hispanic. Why? Because he's pro-immigration. But Ted Cruz, who is Hispanic, well, he's not Hispanic because he's anti-immigration. So you got you got cuckoos like Governor Bill Richardson out there denying the ethnicity of Ted Cruz because he doesn't like his opinions. Then you've got Harry Reid. Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, who's having to deal with Ted Cruz, has gotten so upset that Cruz just won't go with the flow and do things like they've been doing it there for years. Isn't that funny? All of these folks, all of these senators go home and they get elected based on the fact that they're going to shake up what's going on in there. They're going to shake up Washington, D.C. Need some change in Washington, D.C. And yet if there's one thing that the establishment, old guard of both parties agrees on, they don't want anybody actually doing that. It's almost as if Reid is saying, why didn't Cruz get the memo? Hey, Republicans, why didn't you give this guy a memo? He's supposed to be just going along with it, playing the game. Cruz isn't playing the game. Harry Reid got so upset with him, he denounced him to his face as a schoolyard bully, showing off exactly why and how he won national debate championships as an undergraduate at Princeton. Cruz shot back, I wasn't aware we were in a schoolyard. In other words, yeah, it'd be wrong, maybe on a schoolyard, but not here. We're adults. Bozell writes, few people try to paint Ted Cruz as a lightweight, except the lightweights. Haters at the Daily Coast blog have risibly jeered he couldn't be considered as qualified to be pool boy. Chris Matthews bashed Cruz as another one of these well-educated right-wingers like Pat Robertson. It's like they flush out their high educations when they get out of school for political purposes. Yes, because if there's somebody who epitomizes brilliance and a high intellect, it's Chris Matthews. David Letterman, the dirty old man, when he's not cracking jokes, sex jokes about Sarah Palin's teenage daughters, well, he's ripping on Ted Cruz. Named Ted Cruz a stooge of the night. And why was he a stooge? Because he didn't vote the way Letterman wanted him to vote on gun control. Bozell makes a very keen observation. The segment was so listless. It was so unfunny. It almost made you miss that other gray-haired liberal guy with the glasses who did the worst person in the world segment. And that's when it hit me. Letterman's trying to be a more affable version of Keith Olbermann, who, by the way, can't find work. He's trying to be an affable Keith Olbermann. Stooge of the night, that's a lot like worst person in the world. And your objections, well, he just didn't vote the way I wanted him to vote. Newsweek Washington Bureau Chief Evan Thomas. This is what he said. Quote, you need to watch this guy because there are a lot of demagogues out there, but not that many who are that smart. He is really, really smart, and that makes him potentially dangerous. You know, the liberals have a real concern here. They're used to being able to have people like Al Gore that they can call the thinking man's thinking man. He wasn't the thinking man's thinking man. He was chaining himself to a tree. But this has been a standard operating procedure for the left for years. Look back over the course of Republican presidents, and what you will see is a group of individuals that have been largely defined as buffoons or grandpas or people who aren't really aware of what's going on, people who are being run by their cabinet and administration officials more than they're running or leading anybody else. They'll even call somebody that's got a Harvard MBA like George W. Bush, call him a dimwit, call him a moron. But all of their folks, whether it's Bill Clinton, the Rhodes Scholar, or Al Gore, the thinking man's thinking man, or Barack Obama, the smartest president we've ever had, Ted Cruz represents a real problem with that. Kind of upsets the whole liberals are the smart ones thing they've got going. Now, all of that being said, he's got great enemies on the left, but I actually really like some of the enemies that Cruz has developed. If you want to say on the right, go ahead, but in the Republican Party. You've got New York Times columnist David Brooks, who's the pseudo-conservative over there. PBS and NPR, the New York Times, all pretend that he is their conservative commentator. Here's what David Brooks said. When you mention Cruz to other senators, quote, you just get titanic oceans of rolling eyes because you're a freshman. You don't go in and take over hearings. In other words, Cruz isn't learning his place. Cruz isn't going in and growing in office. Cruz isn't going in and joining the establishment. Cruz isn't going in and getting his feet wet and then understanding the process and spending a couple terms there doing that before he actually, you know, tries to start leading on something. And then Brooks added this. It doesn't help that he has a face that looks a little like Joe McCarthy, actually. Well, heck yeah, David Brooks. Why not throw in the classic liberal boogeyman? Now, liberals have been doing this for some time. They've been linking Cruz to McCarthy. Because back in 2010, Cruz said in a speech to a conservative crowd that Barack Obama would have made a perfect president of Harvard Law School because there were fewer declared Republicans in the faculty when we were there than communists. There was one Republican, but there were 12 who would say they were Marxists. Ever since that point, the liberal media has been out to tie Cruz to McCarthy. And yet you want to know what's funny? Cruz isn't hampered by the criticism. He's fueling off of it. And he's kicking butt and taking names. If you are a freshman Republican in Congress, the best person to look up to as the model for who and what you should be is the very guy that has the establishment so upset. And that's certainly Ted Cruz. Establishment in both parties, by the way. I like this guy. Thanks to our friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated, like those over there at Cartridge World. You'll find Cartridge World in the Kohl's Plaza, the Boulevard Plaza. Swing by and get a printer cartridge replacement today. Take your old one in and they'll recycle it for you. If you're a local school corporation, you need to set up a relationship with Cartridge World. Get in touch with them. You can make money for your school and do something good for the environment. Cartridge World, Greg and his full staff over there, good friends of Attaboy Productions, as are the folks over at Hartman Family Farms. If you're looking to farm some new land, I'm sorry, if you're looking to purchase some new land and you need somebody to farm it, why don't you talk to the Hartmans? They can help you in both of those ways. Looking to expand their operation right now, so it'd be a perfect time to have that conversation. Also, Hartmans want to remind you to be patient when you're out on the road with the farm equipment. There's no place you've got to be that is so important you should risk losing your life trying to swing around into a ditch going at 55 miles an hour to get around a giant piece of farm equipment. They'll get over as soon as they can. Good message, good word from Hartman Family Farms. Grab a break, come back, more of the Peter Hegg Radio Show on a Mailbag Friday right after this.